Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. I was just reading in the book of Romans the other day, and I came across a verse that really encouraged my heart greatly, and I hope it encourages you as well. It's in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, and the Apostle Paul says this, "For whatsoever things were written before were written for our learning." And first of all, that is true, is it not? That everything that God has written in His Word, both in the Old and New Testament, is for our learning, for our admonition, as the Bible says, that we may learn what to do, what not to do, that we may learn of the sovereign and amazing grace of God, which alone can forgive our sins, that we may see who we are in light of who God is, so that we may be pointed to that grace and mercy. So everything written in the Bible is for us. It's written that we may learn about God, about ourselves, about this world even, that we may learn everything we need to know. And then he says this, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And I love that. That really spoke to my heart the other day, because in this world, this crazy, evil, hopeless world, where do we go to find hope, to find comfort, to find strength? Well, if we are believers, we go to God's Word. That's where we go. We open our Bible. And just the other day, as I was reading this, I was reading God's Word, and it comforted me. And then this verse comforted me. And I realized more and more what a gift the Bible is. Not just for our salvation, our eternal life, which of course is the most important thing, but even our day-to-day lives. If we are believers, indwelt by the Spirit of God, we can now open God's Word. We can understand what we're reading. We can find great strength and great comfort, great hope from the Scriptures. And so I want to encourage you today to do just that. Open your Bible. Read your Bible. Read it more. Find comfort. Find hope. The greatest comfort you could ever find as a believer is in God's Word. We like music, and music's fine, and music can be comforting in its own way, but not as comforting as God's Word. People can comfort us in their own way, but not as comforting as God's Word. Nothing will comfort you the way the Bible will comfort you. Nothing will give you hope the way the Bible will give you hope. Nothing will encourage your faith the way the Bible will encourage your faith. Nothing will give you grace from God the way the Bible will give you grace from God. So today, I want to encourage you to read God's Word more. Find the hope, find the comfort, find the strength. Praise God for all of it. And I've been Pastor Mike Arbage from Lord of the Harvest Church in Amsterdam, New York, your pastor for the day.